are here at the 2018 Q's CEO Executive Team Network in Nashville, Tennessee, and we're on the couch with Mr. Tom Kizar. Tom, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Fantastic. Thanks for asking. Yeah. Appreciate it. Hey, you have big news to share, but before we do the big news, I want to ask you how the conference is going. I know we're kind of halfway or almost all the way through day one and a half or so.
I always love this conference, Q's CEO Network. Just great. I mean, people are here for really two reasons, right? The networking part of it, and then just the professional education piece of it. It just seems like to me there are no walls put up or anything like that. Everyone's really networking and moving around the room, trying to meet people as much as possible. It's just really beneficial and a good feeling.
Indeed. And both those sessions, or the sessions this morning, which are right across the hallway here, they were packed. I mean, they're standing room only.
Overflowing, out the door, bringing in extra chairs.
Yeah. And the content that was being delivered over there. I mean, I interviewed Shazia and Steve Williams and I think Nick, Nick was in there as well, Nick Lane. And so just, wow. Yeah. I mean, really good content.
How about a session on good strategy, bad strategy?
I missed that one. I was down here doing, interviews. Yeah. So I missed that one.
Thought-provoking, I think, from a training perspective, just... At this time of the year, everyone's doing their, you know, they're wrapping up their 2019 plan. Mm-hmm. And a lot of good questions about, you know, are you strategic or not, and to what extent. And some surveys were done there of the credit union participants. So it was very thought-provoking.
Indeed. Sure. I got a lot of good feedback from that as well. And you're right there in the same boat with them.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the big announcement at hand. I'll let you do it. There's a little name change. Yeah. Ba-da-ba-boom.
Little name change
for you guys.
Yeah,
what's going
on? We entered into a new phase as a company. Back in August as a standalone entity. Mm-hmm. So from August up until today, we're kind of building to this launch of Franklin Madison. We're now known as Franklin Madison.
Okay.
And you're wearing the right colors today. Navy blue and red, our new corporate colors. Thank you, Mike. This was not planned.
You're
was
welcome.
It?
No clue.
No, this is really exciting. So it's a new day for everybody. It's kind of interesting. It's like working for a startup in a certain way. But we've got 45 years of experience behind us. So it's a pretty rare situation for us. But a little bit of background on the name.
Yeah.
Franklin Madison. Why Franklin Madison? Mm-hmm. Madison, to signify kind of the foundation. We were originally built and launched
Madison?
In the 60s. Mm-hmm. Madison Financial.
I'm thinking Ben
Madison
Franklin.
Financial.
Okay, gotcha.
And the current corporate being right here in Franklin, Tennessee.
Oh my God, okay.
Yeah.
I see the correlation.
Right, exactly.
I'm thinking our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin and James Madison, you took a little spin on that.
Yeah, that's a little bit. So what this all means, I think, for us going forward and our partners, business as usual, you know, same smarter marketing approach to our business as we've always had. Mm-hmm. Bigger investments in technology, our product platform, and our traditional channels as well.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of opens up the floodgates, if you will, in terms of things we can do into the future that perhaps we wouldn't have looked at in the past. So I think especially from a product perspective, we've got a couple new things we're getting ready to launch. There'll be more on those in the next couple of weeks around what we'll call our personal protection package of products for credit union members, and really helping protect their overall financial wellness.
Indeed.
That's the theme. We kind of we start with the member, and we meet the need, and the marketing kind of fills in after that.
All right. So how long has this been in the works here? Just to get a behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's been in the works really since the deal closed in early August.
Okay. All right.
So a lot has had to go into this, as you can imagine. This is truly a new company. We're a standalone independent company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything from new business cards to new websites to new benefits packages for all the employees.
Mm-hmm.
A new payroll system was launched last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's new. Like I said, it's kind of like a startup, but we've got that foundation and a great team of 200 coworkers working together.
You got the best of both worlds, it sounds like.
We do.
So what does this mean for credit unions out there? What does it mean for our audience now with the name change, branding, and all this type of stuff out there? What does it mean for them?
Well, they can learn more about what it means for them at franklin-madison.com.
Okay.
Click on the news icon there. There's more information on answering your exact question.
Okay.
What it means for them. But I think it's, as I said, deeper investments by Franklin Madison in terms of our product development, digital platform, and everything we do going forward.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see a much broader, I think, approach to the market than what we've had.
Yeah, it sounds like you're setting the stage for 2019, obviously.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're in November.
Yep.
Got a couple months to go before we hit that.
This is day one of the story. There's much, much more to come. So
many chapters to be written.
We're looking forward to telling more of that.
Very cool. Very cool. Anything else to add? I mean, any highlights from the conference other than the keynote there?
Just thanks to Q's for everything they've provided to me. I think this is the fourth CEO Network conference that I've been to. First one was in Florida, Amelia Island, back in 14. Mm-hmm. And that's the one that kind of grabbed me. Like, this conference is different. Mm-hmm. You get a different vibe, different feel to it, different openness to how people are communicating. Mm-hmm. And that got me really more heavily involved in Q's and serving on the supplier board and being the president's supplier board with Q's. And that was a great experience as well. So thank you to Q's.
Yeah, good folks here for sure. And thank you again for your support, not only of Q's, but our show and just all the things that you guys do in the industry. You're doing some really good stuff. And congratulations on the new name. Look forward to some bigger and better things in 2019.
Let's keep it
for
going.
Sure. All right.
Thanks, Tom.